poor. Didakshe, I wish to see. Bhava, O Lord Shiva. Me, my. Bhavakshatam, place of birth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Mahadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This manifested cosmos is a wonderful creation of the interaction of the three material modes of the external energy of the Supreme Lord. This truth is fully known to you. Yet, I am but a poor woman. And as you know, I am not conversant with this truth. Therefore, I wish to see my birthplace once more. Purport. Dakshayani Sati knew very well that her husband Lord Shiva was not very much interested in the glaring manifestation. Of the material world, which is caused by the interaction of the three modes of nature. Therefore, she addressed her husband as Acha, which refers to one who has transcended the bondage of birth and death, one who has realized his eternal position. She stated, the illusion of accepting the perverted reflection, the material or cosmic manifestation to be real, is not present in you. Because you are self-realized. For you, the attraction of the social life, the consideration that someone is father, someone is mother, someone is sister, which our illusory relationship is already over. But because I'm a poor woman, I'm not so advanced in transcendental realization. Therefore, naturally, these appear to me as real. Only less intelligent persons accept this perverted reflection of the spiritual world to be real. Those who are under the spell of the external energy accept this manifestation to be fact, whereas those who are advanced in spiritual realization know that it is illusion. Actual reality is elsewhere in the spiritual world. But as far as I'm concerned, Sati said, I do not have much knowledge about self-realization. I am poor because I do not know the actual facts. I am attracted by my birthplace and I want to see it. One who has attraction for his birthplace, for his body, for other such items mentioned in the Bhagavatam, is considered to be like an ass or a cow. Sati might have heard all this many times from her husband, Lord Shiva, but because she was a woman, Josit, she still hankered after the same material object of affection. The word Josit means one who is enjoyed. Therefore, woman is called Josit. In spiritual advancement, associating with Josit is always restricted, because if one is like a play doll in the hands of Josit, all spiritual advancement is at once stopped. It is said, those who are just like playthings in the hands of a woman, Josit Akriya Murgeshu, cannot make any advancement in spiritual realization. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanareti Prasiddhavamo Tatrape Krishna Balarama Suparam Mule Gyanam Puram Puramai Krishna Siddharma Chuktam Dandasta Deva Prabhupada Namo Namaste Sangasara Dukkha Jaladar Pradita Sya Kalama Krodha Adi Nakra Makarai Kavali Kritasya Dur Vashamani Karita Sya Nirasoyasya Chaitanya Chandra Mamadehi Padavalambam Jaladara Shashivano Gopavesha Kishoro Sahajaragana Vrindai Kridamana Vrajesho Natabara Jataveso Nilapitam Bradyo Jagada Janamihi To Ramakrishna To Asmi Vinjako Patrabhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vivacha Paditanam Pavane Bhyo Vishnale Bhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama So, in the purport, Prabhupada quotes Jausara Kriya Mugeshu, referring to the shloka that's there. There are actually two shlokas in Bhagavatam that refer to this. Jausara Kriya Mugeshu Cha. One should not become a coarse fool who is nothing but a plaything in the hands of a woman. Or friendship with those who are attached to the society of women. In the 11th canto, a very similar shloka is there, where it says that there is no suffering more, klesha, sangha, besides that, there's the word klesha, klesha chanya. There is one shloka that says that there's yathasat sangha sangita, yes. Yathapunso yathatatang sangha sangita, yes. But there's also another shloka that says that just substitutes one word, klesha. Klesha chanya. It says that one does not have as much misery as one is caught if one has association with women or the friendship of those who are attached to women. The word is klesha. They actually take sangha and they replace it with the word klesha. It's very interesting. The sloka is exactly the same except for one word, klesha, which is pretty interesting. Of course, householders will tell you very clearly about that type of experience because they've got it very clearly. So, and the ladies can probably say the same thing about us. It is water and oil. They just don't mix. They mix, but they don't mix. They have similar natures, but they have different natures. And the differences is usually much more. In Bharatiya Sanskriti Jivan, it was recommended that in terms of marriage, it is one mind and two bodies. If you have that, then nobody objects. Because if there's one mind and two bodies, the klesha will be less. Klesha will be there. Because to maintain this stupid material body, Kvedam Kalevaram, 7th canto, says, what is this body? Asesha Vajram Viroha, holding container of various diseases. Some people have more diseases than others. But this material body, Sarira, is simply a holding container of various diseases. So, that is Klesha. That's Adhyatmik Klesha. Then there's Adi-Bhautik-Klesha. Adi-Bhautik-Klesha is miseries of court cases, miseries from mosquitoes, like that. These are examples of dogs barking in the night. One comedian in America said the best dogs are the flat ones on the highway. The dead dogs, the flat ones, they're the best. Because they simply give nothing but trouble. So this is klesha, Adi-Bhautik-Klesha. Adi-Daiva-Klesha we've got. That's too much hot, too much cold, tufan, hurricanes, floods. This is called Adi-Daiva-Klesha. And on top of that, the Adi-Bhautik-Klesha is there. Miseries of the mind and the body. And that always occurs, you know. So one mind, two bodies means that there will be less. But the problem is that is Vedic culture. It's very difficult to get that in Kali Yuga now. Therefore, better to marry Krishna because he's cheaper and sweeter. Vishnu Tattva, Bhagavan, is cheaper and sweeter. And even if you're a grihastha, you have to marry Vishnu Tattva anyway. You have to become attracted to Vishnu Tattva anyway. So that's the idea. So Krishna is cheaper and sweeter. And he is the friend of every jiva, even the ladies. See, Sati is referring to herself as Dina and the Driksha. She doesn't see, and she's poor. She's very humble. She's actually the manifestation of the material energy personified. So she knows, but she's humble. In front of her husband, she's humble, because Lord Shiva knows a little more. Like that. So in Shastra all the time, you get Shiva Parvati Samvad. Conversations between Lord Shiva and Parvati. And it's really wonderful. Shiva Parvati Samvad is wonderful reading matter. So, Krishna Kathamrita Bindu mentioned one such that Parvati Devi asked her Prabhu, Prabhu, you say if somebody has Tripundra on the head, three lines, and smears himself with smashing bhasma, cremation ashes, or and kupal skulls, that they're a pashandi, an atheist. Their association should be avoided. But Prabhu, you do these things. So how are we supposed to understand it? And when you read that, you go, my God, who could dare ask Lord Shiva this question? What's he going to say next? Better than any DVD movie. It's really good, you know, very captivating. So Lord Shiva says, Devi, the reason why I do this is that people will consider me to be patita, fallen, and they will avoid my association and spare my bhajan. I will have less trouble with my bhajan, you know. I'll be peaceful to do my bhajan. Which is what? Sankarshan Dhyan. He's meditating on Sankarshan. No, it's like that. It's interesting. Now, she talks about... See, sadhvis are... We should treat sadhvis as separate. In one sense. Because sadhvis means they're living with husband, but... Because for every lady they have to be married, it's a question of when and whom. Like that. Men, 99% of men are better with a wife to protect them. You know, like this. Like this. One grahastha who saved my life in 1984, he said, you have to be under deep illusion if you think that the wife is going to do the same service as the husband. You have to be under deep illusion. So that was interesting. Another thing he said to me, which really broke my contemplation on the object of the senses, was, now you're doing Thakurji Seva for 2 hours or 3 hours a day. Nah! If you get married, max half an hour, 1 hour, max. So I thought, ooh, that's hell. Can't worship Krishna for 2-3 hours a day? Ooh, that's hell, you know? Then, see, for 3 days he was lecturing me practically what it means to be a grahastha. Because it takes one to know one. It takes a grahastha to know who is fit to be grahastha. So, and everything he would say to me, it was wrong fit, doesn't fit, different color, wrong size. So I wasn't biting anything he was saying. So after 3 days he was saying, well, who's dancing in your mind anyway? So I told her name, and he went white as a householder's kapara. White. And he goes, I know that girl from New York area. She's not fit to be your wife or anybody's wife. Mark my words. In 1 month she will leave Krishna consciousness. So that was a very interesting prediction. So 99% of my attachment was broken by that words. But there was 1% remaining. So she had a Sangatan leader, my god sister from Devanagari farm, came through my temple at that time. I was a pujari. Pujaris, cooks, stay back crew are sitting ducks. Because they're waiting to be picked off by somebody with an expert rifle. That's all. And utka, you know, they're simply shooting on the target. And if they miss, they can shoot another one, you know, like that. So stay back crew, cooks, pujaris, utka. They're sitting ducks. You know, that's all. It was very interesting. So 99% was broken, but 1% remained. So when their Sangatan leader came, I said, hey, where was that girl that you used to have in your party? She was making some outfits for Gurnatai. Who was she? Where would she go? Oh, that girl. She sold the painting to some restaurant person and she eloped with him. Then when she came back to the temple 2 weeks later, all the girls growled her. Where have you been? Where have you been? And she said, I can't believe it. I'm giving up my spiritual master, my worship of Srinidev, all for affection with a mundane man. But I had sex with the man, so I'm stuck now. And when my god sister told me those words, the 1% was broken. So it takes one to know one. It takes a grahastha to know who should be a grahastha. And for those who are, 99% of men need a wife. For those who need a wife, take shelter of the grahasthas to figure it out. And they'll analyze you if you're fit for that job. Don't put your resume, if you're not, don't put your application in if your resume doesn't fit the bill. No sense of putting your resume in for the job. Vedic culture means that we should always relate to every household or couple as if it is one mind and two bodies. Means you do not see the wife separate from the husband, and you do not see the husband separate from the wife. Of course, sometimes you don't know who's what's their wife or who's their name and like that. You can be liberated, you know. It's like somebody who doesn't know, I don't know email, I don't know any computer. That's okay. You can be liberated anyway, you know. Because our business is Harinam Eva Kev alone, to chant the holy name. And for those that are like Sati, she says, I'm Dina, Dina Dadrikshe, I cannot see what is proper. For them, it is recommended, chant a lot of Harinam. I mean a lot. In ISKCON, the minimum is 16. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted 1 lakh. Now that's a lot of chanting. Mathematically, it's not so big of a deal. It's like 6 hours, 8 hours, like that. In practice, we have to change our mind that what is considered normal. 16 is considered normal, we have to change it. No, 1 lakh, 58 rounds is normal. Like that. And if we're not up to that, because we're not up to that, Jai Radha Bhakta Sarita Lalita Vishaka, Jai Gaur Nitya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji, Jai Sri Rani Ki Jai. We have to beg, and we have to change our mentality. If they do that, then that is good. The next thing is Guna Gana. We have to chant the glories of the personality of Godhead. If we do that, Bhagavan's kripa comes by chanting 1 lakh every day and reading their glories. Bhagavan's guna, his kripa comes. So the sadhvis also are, if they do that, they actually are recipients of Bhagavan's mercy, even if they're not scholars. I'll give you an example of that. I was with my sannyas guru in Kishinev, Moldova, taking prasad, and his digestion is worse than mine. Mine is pretty bad, but his is much worse. So he's playing with his prasad, you know, and hardly touching it. And I said, Maharaj, why your disciples are cooking 8 preparations or something? Why don't they just cook 1 or 2 preparations and ask us a lot of prashna? They would be happy and we would be happy. He said, don't expect these ladies to be spiritual. And I literally fell off my chair laughing, you know. It was funny. So, when, as Padma Purana says, Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate, if the senses are engaged in the service of the master of the senses, we are successful. So sadhus and sadhvis should engage their senses in the service of Krishna. Then, and chant a lot of nama, a lot of Hari Nama. If that is done, Hare Krishna Utray, chanting Hare Krishna very loudly, then, even if we're dinadadoksha, even if we can't see properly, if we're simple-hearted, then Krishna will help us anyway. Guru Maharaj said in his purport in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 11, Teshamevanu Kamparta Mahamagena Chamta Mahanashayami Atma Bhavasto Gena Tipena Bhashvata. So he said that I'll destroy in the heart with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. I'll do it. Aham agyana jamtama. He promises. Now Krishna is not a liar. I haven't found the Sanskrit yet that Krishna is a liar. No, he may be a cheater. Nah. He may be a lumpet. Okay, that's all right. For good reasons, you know, he does it. A liar? And wait, if I get the Sanskrit, then I'll say, where's the tikka? Where's the tikka? What did the tikkacharya say? First business, is Krishna a liar? If Krishna is a liar, then what does the tikkacharya say? Because our vision should go with them. That's what the tikka means. Like that. Otherwise, the sakkas will never accept it. Our prant bundle? Our prant sakka is a liar? You know, they'll never accept it, you know. They will never accept it. The gopis, they say Krishna is a liar or he's a cheater because he doesn't surrender to them fast enough. But the coward boys will never accept Krishna's a liar. He's a cheater, all right, Johnny, though, you know. But a liar, Aribhagra, you know. It's like that. So, and see, Krishna, first business is chant a lakh. Because Rupa Goswami did that. Before he started to write, he chanted. It is really empowering. There is one grihastha friend of mine from Mauritius. He's a baniya. And he told me, I cannot do any work without chanting 32 bhatis. Unless I chant 32, I don't feel good. So, it means incrementally we should increase from 16 to 20 to 32, like that, to 58 we should do. And we should try to be steady. The most important thing is steadiness. And even if you're Dina Diviksha, simple-hearted lady, or most people in Kali Yuga, like Sati was pretty good. The daughters of Daksha was good. Just like when Kashyapa's wife, Diti, wanted a son who could kill Indra. Then Kashyapa Muni thought, it's in Bhagavatam 6th canto, chapter 19, verse number 40 onwards. 43, 44, like that. So 41, he says, says there that Sharada Padmoksavam Vaktram Avachas Chashavanam Ratam Hurdayak Shuradhara Bam Srinam Kovira Chestatum. The face is as beautiful as the Komal in Sharat. And Vachas Chashavanam Ratam. Speech is very pleasing to the ear. Hurdayak Shuradhara Bam. Heart as sharp as a razor. Srinam Kovira Chestatum. Who can understand the workings of a woman? So when I read that in 1984, I thought, Ari Babri, he's married to 13 of Daksha's daughters, highly qualified girls. You'll never get that girl in Kali Yuga. It's just not available. 18 chapter 41. Ari Babri, you would not be able to get such a girl in Kali Yuga. And if he says, Srinam Kovira Chestatum, I thought, Ari Bhagavani, if he's married to 13 girls, and if he doesn't, he says, who can understand their mind? We have to say, I give up. We give up. Don't try, nah. It is easier. Whatever the girls say, just say, yeah. It is easier. It's easier for you. You get less trouble, you know. And engage them in chanting Harinam and Thakurji Seva and Sadhu Seva. That is easiest, you know. Like that. And ask them to use their energy for Harinam, for Krishna, because even if they're simple-hearted, which we all are. Now, another thing is Josit, that which is enjoyed, is in this connection used about Sati. But she is the personification of material energy. Every one of us is also Joseph, in the sense that we're all jiva, we're all prakriti, nature, and we're all meant to be enjoyed by the Supreme. The supreme male is Krishna, and everyone else, every jiva, is female. So we should think like that. Okay? Still, we have to be very, very, very diplomatic in dealing. Actually, the best lady to think of is Vrinda Devi or Tulsi Devi. Because if you think of them, then Gaurantai will come for free. Mayapur, Navadvip, Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram, Radhesham, Nrsingadev, it'll all come for free. She's the only girl you have to think of. It's Vrinda Devi or Tulsi Devi, the only girl. And literally, she can do anything. What Krishna can do by his grace, she can do better. She is referred to in Shastras as Shirodharaniya, kept on the head. It is not more than just simply Sankirtan, Utsavs, or like that. But even Vishnu, at the time of the Kshirasagar, the milk ocean was being churned by the demigods and the demons. So, Skanda Purana said she became Prakat at that time. So, Brahmanandashu Sangyate, she appeared from the tears of happiness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I wait to see what's being mentioned in Skanda Purana more about her, Prakat, her appearance. So, the fact that Vishnu himself keeps her on his head means that she has really amazing qualities. Now, in Hari Bhakti Balas, chapter 7, verse 279, it says, Yatha Lakshmi Priya Vishnu's Tulasi Cha Tato Arika. As Lakshmi Ji is dear to Lord Hari, Tulsi is even more dear. The idea I get, I'm also waiting to talk with Sri Vaishnava Sanskrit pundits. Because they worship Lakshmi Ji probably better than anybody. So, Yatha Lakshmi Priya Vishnu Tulasi Cha Tato Adika. Lakshmi Ji, the logic is that she goes to her chala, she goes to her disciples, to her devotees. But Tulsi Rani never leaves the feet of Lord Vishnu, and she wants to steal the demons also. In terms of medicinal value, like that. She wants to steal the demons also. So she's even more dear. And yet at the same time, she's Sakhi. She's a friend of Sri. They're friends, co-wives, they're friends. And a lot of Lakshmis, naturally, they carry on. So these girls have a lot of similar characteristics. They're friends, huh? You cannot be a friend of somebody unless you have many similar attributes. So that's interesting. She's friends. Same time, she's diplomatic. There's one stuti, actually the same shloka is there in two different places. Pretty good. In Radha Krishnujvala Kusuma Keli Leela by Raghunath Das. Standard, you know, Dan Keli Yud, standard, you know, Krishna's chastising the gopis. We're stealing the flowers, we have to pay tax, you know. So Sri Ji, Radharani says, how does this Vrindavan belong to you? It belongs to Vrinda Devi, she gave it to us. We don't have to pay any tax. How does it belong to you? So Sri Krishna says, to retort, that Srimati Vrinda Devi, who is many millions of times more beautiful than any goddess of fortune, is my chaste wife. If you don't believe it, you can ask her. Dharma Shastras say, that which belongs to the wife belongs to the husband. When you say Vrinda, multitude, it means us too. So in ninth chapter of Govinda Lilamrita, Radharani becomes angry at that. She says, Vrinda, is this true? Are you married to this fellow? If this was true, you would blush red and you would run away from her. Now, Vrindadevi was very composed. She was Samavaya, so she wasn't blushing red, she wasn't running away. So Radharani means jhoot. You know, Krishna is lying, huh? Jhoot bola, he is lying. But Vrindadevi is going, oh Radha, why you talk like that? The whole beauty of Vrindavan forest is nothing but an expansion of the beauty of your limbs. And she glorifies Radharani in 10 shlokas, and Radharani completely forgets her anger. So when I read that, I thought, Are wa, Vrindarani is a diplomat, a pukka diplomat. She's not going to take sides. There was another analogy about her diplomacy. That in Dankeli Komodi, which is basically natak, drama, very funny, Rupa Goswami describes, so, you know, the girls have to give some tax to Krishna. So they're thinking what to do now. So Vrindadevi, she's claiming to be part of us. Actually, she's in Krishna's camp. So let's give Vrindadevi as the tax. So that's their strategy. Krishna saw through that immediately, right? So they said, Lalita Vishaka, all those girls, they said, we'll give Vrindadevi as the tax. So Krishna says, Lord Vishnu has already enjoyed her in Brahmavatarta Prana. Give another girl. So Radha Sriji says, if a man cannot enjoy a beautiful girl, then he must be a celibate horse. Horses are celibate as long as they stay away from the girls, you know. Interesting stuff. So the gopis are on Vrindadevi's case like anything. What do you think of tax collectors? Vrindadevi says, well, any upright girl born in a very respectable family should have nothing to do with tax collectors. But they get on the case like anything. So it's very interesting. She is in the middle. She likes Radha, she likes Krishna, she's not going to take sides. And they don't like that. You're not going to take sides. You don't like that. We want you to take a side. She's diplomatic. I like both of you. I'm not going to take sides. She's a very diplomatic girl. Very diplomatic. So the more you love her, the more she opens the doors to your surrender with Krishna. And she pushes like anything. Every bhakta needs something in every stage of their development. So she gives you whatever. Tada rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayaschaye chetta ittalana vidhum stitim sadve prasiddhiti evam prasana manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavad tattva vijnana mukta sangasya jayate vidyante hridaya krantis kshitantes sarvak samshaya chiyante tasya karmani drishta eva manishvare. Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 2. Verses number 18 through 22. Tada Rajams Tamo Bhava. 18 through Bhidyante Hridaya Granthas Chidyante Sarvaksana Chiyante Chasak Drishta Ebar Manishvare. 22 through 22. So she does the exact same thing. She pushes you better than any mother will ever push you in the heart. If you're ready to be a child, she's ready to be your mother. And she's in the heart and she pushes like anything. You have to do more. You have to chant more. You have to read more. You have to be more spiritual. First business is she pushes you from ignorance. You're a kamchor. You have to do some work. So she pushes you to become passionate. No, no, no. Now you have to become in the mode of goodness. Then you have to go to Vishuddha Sattva. And you have to chant more, you have to hear more, and then, la. You wanted Krishna like this? You know? So it's, she does exactly. She is basically hand and glove. And Dauji does a lot of work with, I found out, Durga, Mangal Devi, in Puri. She is actually Durga, and she acts as the energy of Dauji. She gets a lot of things done for Balarama. Balarama is He's the Sandini potency. He's the existential energy of Bhagavan. The whole manifestation of the material world, spiritual world is under Dauji. So his energy is Mangaldevi. She does it. On behalf of Dauji, she does a lot. And she facilitates the sadhus or sadhvis' material needs, and she also pushes them to become a little better. Mm-hmm. And anything we get in this material world, we use it for Hari. Right? We use it for Hari Nam, for Hari Seva. So, and the idea of it is that there is less, we want more things done in less time. That's the idea. So, Dauji gives whatever the bhaktis need for their service. And in case you don't want to listen to it, then she's going to come and say something. And you don't want to mess with two people. You don't want to mess with Dauji, and you don't want to mess with Durga. These are two people you better listen to, whatever they say. Whatever Dauji says, whatever Durga say, you better listen. You don't want to mess with these two people at all. With Dauji or Durga. So it's very interesting. But Durga, bhaktis don't worship Durga externally. But Durga comes under Dauji's order to help the sadhu advance. You better listen to what she says. She's going to say something and leave. But you better listen to whatever she says. So that's very interesting. So, Vrindadevi is described as in Radha Astotara Stotra, Shloka 105, as Tulsi Toshika. Radharani pleases Tulsi with her mood. So Radharani's mood pleases Tulsi. That is interesting. Tulsi Adhistatri Devi in Shloka 55. That's interesting. That she's the boss, the mistress of Tulsi, 55. And Tulsi Toshika, 105. Radharani's mood satisfies Tulsi. So that's interesting stuff. Both have to be there. And Adi Baba, it doesn't matter what you are, what you need. At any stage, you can run to your mother. And you can offer your mind in confidence to Tulsi, and Tulsi will help you. 100%. As you surrender unto them, they reward accordingly. Yeah, but she's a little soft-hearted. She's extremely soft-hearted. You approach her, you talk to her, you reveal your mind to her, and she'll set you right. She'll help you out. It doesn't matter what you want, what you need. I have the Sanskrit to prove it. She can do anything. I was in England, and some of the best stuff about Tulsi I got by Googling. So I had a Harvard Kyoto translation of 18 shloka of Tulsi Kavacham, wherein Shiva tells his son, Skanda, that Kimartam Bahunaktina Shunu Sanyesa Tatpataha Yam Yam Kamam Abhidyayam Tam Tam Prabnota Samshayam. What is the use of debating the effectiveness of this mantra? Oh, commander-in-chief of the demigods, whatever you want, you can get it from her. Don't doubt it. So when I saw that shloka, I turned to a Sanskrit pundit and I said, Kartik, this is big. We have to translate this and give it to the world. He did it. He actually did it. It's pretty good. So basically, she can do anything she wants for anybody she likes. So our business is, as sadhus or sadhvis, is to please her. She'll push us, chant more na, then, because Krishna's not interested in what you give him. He wants what's behind the back. Then, the question of guna, quality of the chanting, will come out. And then, see, there is lila guna rupa, charitra, you know. These all things are there in Harinam. Rupa, form of the Harinam, Nama, Rupa, and Guna, quality, and Leela, they'll all happen. Nama and Rupa and guna and lila. Shabda, first business is shabda, to hear. Hear the holy name. Then you'll get rupa. Form will come. And guna, quality will come. From shastra, pramanam, we understand the quality. And then lila will come. It is just like a movie. It'll come. Just like that. So our business is to love her and chant with her and associate with her and serve her. And I'm not talking about Kobi Kobi. Because, see, previously they had the saying that wherever the train goes, the Marawari follows. Now wherever the plane goes, the Bharatiya follows. They're everywhere now. Sarvagata. And children are basically legalized burglars, right? So their parents send them to like places like Russia, Ukraine, this and that. Go to some educational institution. 30% the cost of an Indian college is that. So I was there with Sadhu Priya and other devotees. Must have been, I think, 97, 98, like that. Some Saturday program would be there in the hostels. Now, Russians, they're Caucasians, so they pick all these Southeast Asians and put them in one building. You've got the Bangladeshis, the Pakistanis, the Sri Lankans, and the Nepalis, and they all play cricket on Sunday, okay? And they have this little box, tiny little room, okay? Which they bifurcate into three parts by putting two pieces of parda, plastic, okay? This is your 2.5 meters space. Do whatever you want. 2.5 square meters. That's all you get. So one bhakta had a little altar and had a very small tosirani sapling. Okay? What's the matter with you now? You're from Southeast Asia. What's your etiquette? Offer pranam to her. Come on. Offer her one drop of water. Come on. Offer one agarbatti. Come on. You know? So to keep friendship with your roommates, all right. And in 6 months' time, chicken tikka, Jack Daniels, smoking, everything out the window. She did that. And one lady, who I still haven't met her, unfortunately, she told me her story. I didn't get her name, so that was my problem. Now I cannot find her. She told me 2 weeks flat she became a devotee. Nobody preached to her. She knew nothing about Krishna. 2 weeks flat, by serving Tulsi Rani intensely, head over heels, she became a devotee. In 2 weeks flat. So, one answer says casually, Kobi Kobi, you get 6 months. She does her mercy on you 6 months. The chicken tikka, the Jack Daniels, the smoking, and everything goes out the window in 6 months. And the other one is that is 2 weeks intense. So choose what you want to do now. So, basically, the more you love her, the more she takes charge of everything. And big time, she does it in amazing ways. Very soft, very discreet, behind the scenes, pranavartan. She just turns completely your nature. And so our business is to love her. And if you do that, she will change everything over. Everyone is simple-hearted. The word Joseph means that which is enjoyed. But everybody is like that in Kali Yuga. Really, everybody is like that. So, we should consider our business is to love Hari and Sadhus and Bhagavan Seva. And if we do that, we'll be happy. And by first business is try to channel lack. Second business is quality. Regulation, quality, like that. Then Seva. Do some Seva. Like that. And don't worry about it. She will push you in all those regards. Up to the point of your sambandha, your relationship with Krishna, and she'll give that in a platter. She's very smart. Very smart. She can do that. Externally, we should ask Prashna. And basically, it is dake. It is begging. When you are greedy, you'll get the answer. And it doesn't matter. You could ask that prashna, that question, 100 times to your superiors, to your peers, your subordinates. package it. And dake, and if you have to beg, call out. And if the begging mood is there, when it is burning, it is called a jvalata prashna, burning questions, then you'll get the answer. Gayatri Mantarta Dipika by Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad mentions it. He was trying to understand how Krishna, the Kam Gayatri, is 24 and a half chandras, other chandras, the other chandra. He says, I count 25 chandras. So, but my predecessor, Krishnadas Kaviraj, must not have been wrong. So I don't know. If I don't know, what is the use of my life? And he was ready to fast, 11 p.m. in Radhakunda, he was ready to fast and give up his life. Sriji, she didn't like that. One of her Manjari servants are going to do that? Nah. So she came in the heart and she told him, my maid servant, Krishnadas, was not wrong. He found this particular vyakarana. The rule is this, Sriji told him. The rule. At 6 o'clock in the morning, you can go and look in the library and see that vyakarana, that grammar book. Now give up your lamentation and fasting now. She insisted at 11 p.m. She came to give that knowledge. Amazing. He was so determined to fast and give up his body. He really wanted that knowledge, that pramanam, very badly. We don't. When we want it that badly, then we'll get reaction from Krishna, from our Ishtadeva, from Hridayanath, from Paramatma, or Vrindavani. When you really want it badly, we don't want it badly enough. That's the problem. All right, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving very nice lecture. Maharaj is a great advocate of Tulsi Maharani. We always hear the glory of Tulsi Maharani from his mouth. Thank you, Maharaj.
Are Baba, you should do here now. You should do here now. You should collect and you should do here. I got sponsorship. You just spend money for her without a band, without thinking about it. You know, when I started, I thought, Ali Babri, how am I going to get all this? And she came in the heart, she says, look, I'm in charge of all the beauty of Vrindavan, I'll make it beautiful. You just simply be patient and work for me. I thought, Ali Baba, she's just like her husband. Steal everything, huh? You can't give it. Then you said, oh, Rani, I can't give it. Then she gives it all back with interest. Then another thing I saw, I realized in the heart was, Adi Baba, you spent all this money on me. Where are you, Baba? Get out here now. She'll call me. That is sweet. And well, Jay Tamara Sharnaloy Taravanchapurnahoy. Whatever you want to do for Krishna, she'll fix that. Adi, you know, you should give the Deliwalas the opportunity to take shelter of her, like, same way. So make it same way. And the company is nearby now, the same company who did it. They can do the exact same thing. Just make it a little bigger, you know. Just, I spent 17 lakhs. Go ahead, spend 50 lakhs on her now. Go ahead. Get donors, get people to do it, and make it very beautiful. Why not? You know? Why not do it here? And then you can do it in Rohini, you can do it in Punjabi Bagh, you can do it elsewhere. First, you should do it here now. Why? In this garden, you should do it here. Let the people have the opportunity to do it. It's nice. It's a nice opportunity for seva. 50% perspiration and 50% ashraya. If they're not ready to do that, they will never know who she is. That is an interesting vigyana. Maybe I'll find the Sanskrit to prove that. That's good.
So one comment is there, Maharaj. Sati Devi is very clever in using the words. So she is saying, Nidrikshe Bhavme Bhavakchitim. I want to see Bhavachitim. Bhava means birth and Chiti means place, my birthplace. Bhavachitim. I want to see Bhavachitim. And then she addresses Lord Shiva, Bhava. You are Bhava. So I want to see the Bhavachitim. So that is your place also. So my birthplace, Bhavachitim. And Bhavachitim means place of Lord Shiva.
She got it. She saw her birthplace, but she got her husband's. She remembered. She got her husband's mood also. We have to be very careful what we ask for, because we may get it.
She actually got both.
She got Bhava Kshati. She got the mercy. She got the mood of her husband, but she also got to see her birthplace.
It was very interesting. You know,
be very careful what you think of, what you want, because you may get it. You know.
Hare Krishna Priya, you should do it now. You know, talk is cheap. Ha ha, ho sakta hai, you know. 5 minute madla bada ganta, and 10 minute madla bada ganta, and thodi der ki baad madla 3 din ki baad, and 3 din ki baad madla 3 mahine baad, and 3 mahine baad madla hum kuch na karega, you know. We should do it, man. We should do it. They were talking, I remember Ras Bihari was saying, oh, we should do it, we should do it, we should do it, man. Hare Baba, start thinking about it. Do it now. Design is there. It's easy. Just do it now. Call the iron wallahs. Call the cement wallahs. Make the foundation. Get different people to sponsor different panels. Alibaba, and you go to the nearby that superior wallah. He'll make the panels for you. Ah, put it in there now. Make it. You know. Install it at a shubh titi. You know. Install it there. And people can come and chant there and do parikrama there, and very lovely. It'll be a nice way for people to get from 16 rounds to 1 lakh. She'll push them that way. She'll help you in this way. And you can talk with her, and you can reveal your mind to her, and she will really help you like anything. Or kya? Kuch nahin, huh? Only one comment. Adi Babri. And Jitamitra gave another one. Two comments out of the whole room, nah? Adi Babri, you know? Nothing else is there. Ari Ma, you got one? Hey. Only 3 questions out of whole crowd. Ma.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, you said husband and wife should be one mind and 2 bodies. Like Ravan and Mandotri. And for the wife, it's good to follow the husband, because husband should be guru. Prabhupada says the husband should be a good disciple of his guru, and the wife should serve the husband. It's perfect.
Yeah.
But for Mandotri and Ravan, how can it be? Because how should she follow the husband? Because the husband is not following. So how can...
You have to be diplomatic then, huh? If the husband is not following, I'll give you an example. In 1980, when Prabhupada's god sister Bhavatarini Devi Dasi left her body, then Jayapataka Maharaj and Bhavananda gave a very nice eulogy about her, Baba. So, her father, Gaura Mohante, married her to a Bengali baniya who was a womanizer and a drinker. So she complained to Prabhupada, her brother, that, look, this is my life. My father has married me to this man. What am I supposed to do? So Prabhupada gave her Radha Govinda and said, you do ashraya to the deities and cry to them and they'll do everything. So basically, by her simplicity, she turned the mind of her husband over time. In the end, her husband was worshipping her. Like that. So that was described by Bhavananda and by Jayapataka in 1980. So it just simply means that Bhavatarini was diplomatic. Asti asti chalana parega.
Maharaj, like in the morning we sing this Narsinga Aarti. In the morning we sing Narsinga Aarti. After the Narsinga Aarti we say Narsinga Bhagwan ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. And that is in front of the deities, the doors are open. But when we have to pay obeisances to Tulsi Maharani, we cannot pay in front of the deities. But Prahlad Maharaj, we pay obeisances in front of the deities when they are open.
It is tradition. In ISKCON tradition, they never paid pranam to Tulsi Rani in front of the deities.
But like Tulsi and Prahlad, Tulsi and Prahlad Maharaj, both are Mahabharat. And Srila Prabhupada is saying, I heard in the lecture, Prabhupada said, we should serve Maha Bhagavat, we should receive Maha Bhagavat.
Thing is this, is that she is a parshada, she is on the altar, she is everywhere. It's interesting that it's just a tradition that they close the temple and they would. But in Chicago, I saw that in the Sunday program, they'll do Tulsi Aarti in front of the deities, and they'll do production also and give water to her also. In Chicago, I saw. They do like, it is basically an ISKCON tradition, that's all. But basically, she's everywhere. And the benefits, if you, like, on the altar, you're going to do Thakurji Seva, you touch Tulsi Rani's mitti, then put it to your forehead, your puja is accepted by Krishna as 100 times, just by that. There's so many things, Nan. She is a parishada of the deity. She's more than Nitya Lila Pravishta. She's more than just that.
Not that before deities we cannot pay obeisance to Tulsi Maharani, but when we start Tulsi Puja, deities' doors have to be closed. There is another reason, that they need time for decorating.
Yeah, so that is one thing. They need time for dressing. Right. Another thing is it's tradition. Is this con tradition? That's it. Both things are there. Both things are there. Basically, we don't have to worry. She is everywhere. She's everywhere within everything.
Maharaj, you told that Krishna is not liar, he is cheater. So how do you answer if somebody asks that Krishna said that I will not raise any weapon, I will not use any weapon in the Mahabharata war, and when he when he lifted the Sudarshan Chakra, so how do you answer about this?
Guru Maharaj said that he would rather be known as Bhakta Vatsal, as Arjuna Saka, than the man who keeps his word, you know? That was one thing. For protecting his devotee, he was ready to break his vow, you know? That was nice, you know? Otherwise, you know, all this stuff, we can justify it by Shastra. When you can't justify it, then it what is the tikka, you know? Like that. These things are justifiable. Are Baba, he said like that, but basically he's Bhakta Vatsal. He'll protect his Bhakta, you know? Like that, you know? We can justify that. When you can't justify it, then where's the tikka?
One answer is, that when he lifted Sudarshan Chakra, he was just showing that he will kill. But actually he was not using. Actually,
he did not use.
He was just saying that I will kill, and he was just running. Otherwise, what time it takes that he could shot Sudarshan Chakra. But only he was saying that I will kill, but actually he did not use his weapon.
There's more that Krishna does that sometimes, you know. I have to find out when I go to Rajasthan this weekend. There is a very famous story about some Rajasthani Raja. I have to find out who is this Raja, when did he appear, who is his mantris, etc. I have to find out the details. So, previously, you know, the neighbor is your enemy and your neighbor's neighbor is your friend. You know, that was the way it was. So this Raja was attacked 17 times by his neighbor and was defeated every time. So his neighbor was sending the spies, where's the king's, you know, weak point? So the spies reported that when the king does his puja, that's the best time to attack, because he's not externally conscious. He's absorbed, his mantras told him to just absorb in thinking of Shyam Sundar and forget everything else. Okay? So, the neighbor king was bringing his army outside, and the commander-in-chief was sweating, what to do? And so he told the Rani, tell your Prabhu, he should come, no? And Prabhu, called out. But he was absorbed in thinking of Shyam Sundar, so he did not hear, like that. Then the neighbor's army was even more. So the commander-in-chief was sweating, we're going to get overrun, this is heavy. So he told the queen mother, tell your son. Son! You know. And the king, finally the king came out. What's going on? We're going to get overrun. Oh, really? Then he went out to the stable keeper, jumped on his horse, ran out, and, you know, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, you know, waved his sword, killed everybody off, okay? Won the victory. So in the meantime, the king came out of his puja room. Well, what? It was a great victory. What victory? He went to the stable keeper. He saw his horse was almost dead. So tired. Who rode my horse? Sire, I don't let anybody touch your horse. You touch my horse. He's holding his head. He's thinking, the stable keeper never lies. I don't let my horse. He will not let anybody touch my horse but me. Who did this? So the king went out holding his head. What's going on? Well, trying to understand. Went outside, saw all the, you know, broken chariots and the carnage and the booty and the dead soldiers. And who did this? And he ran up to two men who were mortally wounded. Who did this to you? Sire, it was Shyam Sundar. He took your form. We were his bhaktas, so we could see him. But we were against you, so he stuck us. He didn't kill us. He stuck us. So the king laughed and called his medical men and says, treat their wounds. If they live, they can stay with us or go to their kingdom as they like. So Shyam Sundar did that. You can just meditate on me. I'll take care of everything now. So I was like, who was that Raja? Where did he stay? Who was his mantris? You know, between chanting japa, reading Bhagavatam, or doing seva, we should be, you know, ake in a manasa. But it was amazing. Wow. Who was that Raja? Who was his mantris? I still have to find the details. Hopefully when I go to Rajasthan, I'll find out. I've been thinking about that story. Very interesting. You know, I don't know who that Rajasthan Raja was. I want to find out, you know. I hope to find out. Maybe this time. I don't know. I'm going to Jaipur soon, so we'll see. We'll see about it. Really interesting story. You just think of me and forget about everything. And he closed the gate of his city. He didn't even hear. You know, the whole house could have burned down, the whole kingdom could be overrun. And he did nothing. He just absorbed in Shyam Sundar, and Shyam Sundar did it. Whole thing. My business is to protect my devotee. End of story, you know. Shyam Sundar did it. Amazing story, actually. How Shyam Sundar protected that bhakta, you know. Hare Krishna. Hey, Krishna Priya, is there any chance for any preaching going on? It is Wednesday now.
Tomorrow morning I'm going to give class in Punjabi Bar.
You try.